之前一起来看一段经节。
Before we pray, let us turn to a verse in the Bible.
好，我们请翻到诗篇的第二十四篇。
Let us see Psalm 24.
诗篇二十四篇。
Psalm 24.
诗篇二十四篇的第一节。
Psalm 24, verse 1.
啊，地和其中所充满的，世界和其间啊，和住在其间的，都属神。第二节。他把地建在海上，安定在大水之上。第三。谁能登神的山？谁能站在他的圣所？第四，啊，就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。第五，他必蒙主赐福，又蒙救他的神使他诚意。这是寻求神的族类，是寻求里面的雅各啊。啊，这个是我很喜欢的一段经节啊。
This is a song that I personally like.
啊，在这个短短的几节里面啊，讲述了一个信徒应该要有追求的方向。
The span of a few verses, we are told the direction members should pursue.
啊，从第二节到第三节。
From verses 2 to 3.
啊，短短的两节里面讲到四个不一样的地点。
In just 2 verses, we are told about 4 different locations.
哦，从这四个地点当中凸显一个基督徒应该要前进的方向。
These 4 locations actually make it known what are the directions we should pursue.
啊，第一个地点叫做海上大水之上啊。
The first is upon the sea.
啊，第二个叫做地上。
The second is the earth.
第三个讲到神的山。
Thirdly, this is the mountain of God.
第四个讲到主的圣所啊。
Fourth is his holy place.
啊，这是四个步骤，就是今天一个基督徒信仰人生追求的四个阶段。
These are the 4 stages of pursuit in a Christian life.
啊，在我们信主以后啊。
After we have believed in Christ.
啊，我们就不能再继续住在海中，继续住在大水之上。
We should no longer live in the seas upon the water.
啊，启示录当中以这个海来形容动荡不安的世界。
Revelation uses the sea to symbolize and describe the uncertainty of this world.
所以一个基督徒如果信了耶稣，
so if a Christian decides to turn to Jesus,
就不要再继续住在海中。
May he no longer live in the waters.
啊，追求海里的喜乐。
Pursuing the joy of the sea.
啊，追求海里的物质。
Pursuing the goodness and the materials of the sea.
或者是只是追求海中的盼望。
Or rather, just float about the hope of the sea.
因为你今天看到的美丽。
Because the beauty that we see today,
在下一刻可能会完全的倾覆。
It could be totally changed the next second.
啊，今天你看到的那个海那个平啊，那个如同玻璃一样的海面。
The tranquility as glass that today we see on the sea.
啊，在下一刻可能被狂风巨浪所包围。
Maybe totally annihilated by the sea and the waves the next instant.
所以，既然信了耶稣
，Even that we believe in Christ,
就不要再容许自己在海中被抛来抛去。
Let us no longer allow the seas to batter us with its waves.
啊，在这里说你要走到地上。
But rather here we are told to stand on firm ground.
地是稳固的。
The ground is firm.
是你能够站立的。
It is somewhere where you can set foot.
但是这只是信仰的第一步。
But this is only the first step in our lives.
脱离世界的混乱。
To escape the chaos of this world.
开始稳定的人生。
And start a more firm, stable life.
脱离世界的追求。
Escape the pursuits that are worldly.
寻求稳固的盼望。
And seek an anchored hope.
走上地面。
Step into the ground.
这只是信仰的开端而已啊。
But that is only the beginning.
啊，但是我们今天很多时候走到这一步，我们就很满意啦。
Many times we are satisfied when we set foot on ground.
啊，感谢主，有主保守。
We say thank God for He protect.
感谢主，主耶稣看顾。
Thank God for the Lord watch over me.
感谢主，问题都解决了。
Thank God my problems are solved.
很多人是因为患难来寻找耶稣。
Many people came to Jesus because of their troubles.
却在平安当中失去了耶稣。
But rather, quite ironically, they lost. Jesus in their peace.
因为他们在地上就已经觉得心满意足了。
Because when they set foot on firm ground, they felt satisfied.
所以第三节告诉我们说，我们还要登上神的山啊。
Verse tells us to go on forward and climb the hill of the Lord.
不要只是留在平地。
Don't just stay on the plains.
因为信仰是一个不断进步的过程。
For faith is constant improvement.
在信仰这条道路上
，In this journey of faith,
不前进基本上就是退步。
To not go on forward equals receding.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，我们要登上神的山。
We are told to climb the hill of the Lord.
要往上爬，要付出努力。
To ascend and put in our best effort.
啊，可是这个就像我们今天在爬山一样啊。
This is just literally like climbing.
爬山会累。
When you climb, you become tired.
所以爬一爬就很想坐下来。
Therefore, a few steps later, you want to sit down and take a break.
有时候你往上一看。
Sometimes when you lift your head up,
还这么远。
You see that the distance is so far still.
算了算了，干脆下山好了。
I feel, let us turn around and go back home.
谁有资格登上神的山？
Who is worthy of climbing the hill of God?
只有那个能够坚持的。
Only those who persevere.
拥有耐力的。
Only those that with perseverance.
不愿意放弃的。
Only those who do not want to surrender.
愿意付出汗水的。
Those who want to invest tears and sweat.
这种人才有资格登上神的山啊。
These are the people worthy of the mountain of the
Lord. 弟兄姐妹啊，你们今天来到这里。
Brothers and sisters, all of you have come here.
因为你们愿意付出努力来争这座山。
Because you are willing to put in the effort to start the climb.
当我们放下自己的家人。
When we put aside our families.
放下我们的工作。
When we put aside our jobs.
甚至把我们的假期用在这里。
When we invest our vacation to come to an ATS.
这是一种决心。
This is a determination we have set.
这是一种付出。
This is our effort, our output.
既然已经付出了。
Given that we have already put our effort into it.
就不要在原地打转。
Then let us not wander around in circles.
不然你的付出就很可惜了。
Otherwise, all your investment might be a loss.
既然来到这里了。
Given that we have been come here.
就一定要登上山顶啊。
Then we need to reach the apex, the top.
才能够看到山上的风光。
In order to see the beauty of the view up high.
既然已经来了，
Given that we are here,
就要好好祷告。
Then let us put our hearts into prayer.
绝对要摸到神。
We need to touch God.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们第三要登上信仰的高峰。
Therefore, thirdly, we are told to climb onto the apex and the climax of our spirituality.
但是不要忘记了，
But forget not.
第四点呢？
There is a fourth point.
说还有一个地方，
And there is yet another place.
叫做神的圣所啊。
Called His holy place.
今天一个人如果只是不断的努力在登山，
If there a person climbs the mountain with all due diligence,
爬到上面了。
They climb all the way to the top.
爬到上面你看到什么？
What do you see up there?
第一，你看到美丽的风景。
Firstly, you see the beautiful view.
但是第二，你看到什么？
But secondly, what else do you see?
你看到爬得比你慢的人。
You also see those who lag behind.
你看到那个没有你厉害的。
You see those who don't have your potential.
你一看到他，比较的心就出来了。
When you compare yourself to them, then you begin to lift yourself up.
如同刚刚早上传道所说啊。
Just like the preacher mentioned in the morning.
你祷告三十分钟，我四十比你厉害啊。
You pray 30 minutes, I have 45, I'll come up on top.
你进食一餐，我进食两餐，比你属灵啊。
You fast one meal, I fast two meals in a row, I'm more spiritual.
今天一个人如果不断的在登信仰灵修的山，
If a person constantly climbs this mountain that is spirituality and faith,
却没有办法进入神的圣所当中，
or is unable to enter into the sanctuary,
有时候灵修到最后变成骄傲的来源。
Oftentimes, the source of our pride is our spirituality.
所以我们要记住一件事情啊，
So let us remember,
我们今天在这里，
All of us are here today,
我们在这里上课，
We are here partaking
of the lessons, 我们在这里祷告，
We are here praying together,
不是跟别人任何人做任何的比较，
We are not in competition with anyone,
而是在跟自己比啊。
But rather we compete against our own self.
要胜过过去的自己。
We need to overcome and surpass ourselves in the past.
不是要让别人看见你啊。
Our past selves, not for us to be noticed by anyone.
而是要进入圣所当中看见神。
But rather we need to enter the sanctuary to behold God.
当你进入圣所里面，
Once we enter into the temple, into the holy place,
你必须要付出一样代价。
There is a price to pay.
就是不再为人所知。
Which is to no longer be known nor acknowledged.
不再被人所见，
no longer to be seen,
不再赢得人的掌声，
no longer to hear the applause from men.
但是当你这样子做了，
but as soon as you decide to do this,
进入神的圣所，
once you enter into the sanctuary,
你必要亲眼见到神的面，
you will see God face to face.
我们这信仰追求，
this is the pursuit of our faith.
你到底要什么？
And what do you want out of it?
如果今天让你亲眼见神，
If today you were to see God with your own eyes,
应该就够了吧。
Then that should be enough, that should be sufficient.
我们祈祷前面来祷告。
Let us come forward and pray.